وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. الحمد لله، the 8th of October, the 4th of ربيع الآخر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afa afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Swad, and verses 55 to verse number 64. From verse number 59 to verse number 64 is today's lesson, inshaAllah. So we know that we are discussing all about Jahannam and the hellfire, and what happens in this case where we are discussing about Jahannam and the hellfire. So groups and groups of them will be entering, big, big groups. And what will be their discussion amongst one another, the leaders and the followers. So this is what Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing us now. So Surah 38 verse 59 is our starting point. هَذَا فَوْجٌ مُكْتَحِمٌ مَعَكُمْ هَذَا فَوْجٌ. This is another big group. Fawj will mean an army. So it means the tashbih and the similarity is in the vastness and bigness, how large this group are. So this group also will be going muktahimun, and they'll be going headlong into Jahannam and the hellfire. Ma'akum was you. So you already in Jahannam and in the hellfire. So this group here is following you, and they also will be with you forever, eternal doom and gloom. So ma'akum was you. La marhaban bihim. There is no welcome for them. The word marhaba is from tarheeb and rahab. So it means that when you welcome people, you make life very comfortable for them, and they feel so honored and so forth. So now it is told to them by Almighty Allah, the angels, la marhaban bihim, that there is no welcome for them. Innahum salun nar, that they are the ones entering the fire. And once they enter the fire, Jahannam, because of shirk and blasphemy, because of kufr and blasphemy, because of shirk and polytheism, idol worship, because of nifaq and hypocrisy, that is, they only paid lip service to Islam and nothing in the inner recesses of the heart. So they will stay there forever, eternal doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. O beloved Allah, save us from the fire, grant us that direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So they will say, the people who are already in Jahannam and in the hellfire, قَالُوا بَلْ أَنْتُمْ, and they will say that no, it is you. That they will tell the leaders now, لَا مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ, there is no welcome to you. أَنْتُمْ قَدَّمْتُمُوهُ لَنَا, you are the people who took us and forwarded this whole thing to us. You told us this is the right path, this is what we must do. So you are the ones who presented this whole thing to us, and we like fools, we followed you. So you are the leaders and we were the followers. viewers. So قَدَّمْتُمُهُ لَنَا فَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. What a horrible place, terrible place to stay in, and that is Jahannam. Qarar means the place you stay in. Firar, the place you run away from. And Qarar, the place where you stay there. Therefore, when you study the days of Hajj, so you will find that the 8th of Zilhijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, that is the day quenching the thirst. Give water, give food, all that to the animals. Nowadays, put petrol, diesel. 9th, Arafat. 10th, Yawm al-Nadr, the day of Udhiyah. Yawm al-Eid, but there is Udhiyah, they will be slaughtering and so forth. Yawm al-Nahr, so they slaughter and so forth. The 11th, Yawm al-Qarr. You must stay in Mina. You see? Yawmul Qarr. Yazid Qarar. And the 12th will be Yawmul Farr. That is the day you leave if you want to. And if you come to the 13th, you stay Yawmul Nafar. And then you leave for good. Now finish, Hajj finish. You make Tawaful Wida and you go home. So every day has a beautiful meaning. Fabi'isal Qarar. So Yawmul Qarr, the 11th of Zulhijjah. Remember that, to stay in Mina. There's different thing. Our South Africans and many Hajis, they run away to Aziz and spoil their Hajj. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا. Now this will be the dua supplication. The followers will be making against their leaders. But alas, it's too late. قَالُوا, they will say, رَبَّنَا, يَا رَبَّنَا, it means, oh, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا, that whosoever presented this for us, whosoever took us here and led us to this here, to this disaster and this catastrophe and this calamity. فَزِدْهُ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ. Give them, Ya Allah, double and multiply the punishment for them, yea, in Jahannam and in the hellfire. We did this already. We must be very, very careful who we follow. In Islam, we must not be just blind followers, follow the Pied Piper. This one said so, this one said so. Where is the Dalil? Where is the evidence? All that we should look at, you must remember and analyze it, study it, and so forth. Therefore, you find, you must remember, in Islam, we are told, ala basiratin, qul hadhihi sabili adu ilallah ala basiratin, that this is my path. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to say, by Allah, I invite towards Almighty Allah, ala basiratin, with evidence, with firm knowledge, ana wa manittaba'ani, I and those who follow me immaculately. So see now these non-Muslims, what they will say. Now they're all ending up in Jahannam, the leaders and the followers. Now the followers will say, وَقَالُوا, and they said, رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, إِنَّا أَطَانَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا. We followed our leaders and our elders. You know, today people like to say we're following our leaders and our elders. You ask the Christians, you ask the Jews, you ask the Hindus, they will all say like that. And you'll find some Muslims also saying like that. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, and they lead us astray. They led us astray. So the followers are complaining, but all this is too late. They're already in Jahannam and the hellfire. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Oh Allah, Jalla wa'ala, grant them, give them double the punishment. One is they are astray and they led others astray. دُلُّوا وَأَدُلُّوا وَلَعَنُهُمْ لَعَنًا كَبِيرًا. And Ya Allah, send your biggest curses on them. Deprive them of your special mercy. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 67-68. Similarly, in Surah A'raf also, you will find similar verses like that. So various places in the Quran Sharif, you will find like that. So now, yeah, the followers are lamenting and complaining and making dua and supplicating against their very leaders, who they used to venerate and so forth and so on, and follow them blindly. So وقالوا, and now the whole lot in Jahannam. Now they will be speaking and complaining. They were those people, the Muslims, we used to make a mockery of them. We used to poke fun at them. So وقالوا, these are the people in Jahannam, in the hellfire, they will say, مَا لَنَا, what is wrong with us? لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا, we're not seeing those men. Which men? Kunna na'udduhum min al-ashrar. That we used to count them and consider them and believe that they were the ashrar. They were the mischief makers. You see, today people say he's mischief maker. So remember, when you invite to the truth, they will tell you, you mischief maker. Not from now, from those times already. So remember that even today, Muslims will invite to Islam, they'll tell you, hey, you're to Irhabi here. Irhabi, so that's the term they use in Arabic, to say terrorist. You're to dahshatgar here, you're to terrorist here. So in India, so remember that anybody can tell you, you're terrorist, you can become in big trouble. Palestine, Arab states, all this you will find this. So like that, so the right people, they'll call them the mischief makers. Min al-asharar, attakhadnahum sikhriya. We made them and took them to be a people of mockery. We mocked at them. We mocked at their beards. We mocked at their clothing. We mocked at their ibadat. We mocked at everything. Amzagat anhumul abasar. Oh, are the eyes now diverted from them? How come we're not seeing them? They're supposed to be in Jahannam with us. That is their assumption and that is their presumption. They're thinking like that. So Almighty Allah says, Inna dhalika lahaqqun. And this is the truth. The people used to mock at with Iman, they gone to Jannah. And you, the ones who thought you were too clever with your kufr and shirk, with your blasphemy and your polytheism and nifaq and hypocrisy, takhasumu ahli nar. So this will be the disputing, debating of the people of Jahannam. So Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Remember that we always beg Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. I mentioned to you the other day, in Tirmidhi Sharif, there's a beautiful, wonderful hadith. And the hadith is all about Jannat and Jahannam. That person in 24 hours, every day, every night, minimum thrice a day, he or she begs Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, grant me Jannat al-Firdaus. Jannat and paradise itself will say, Ya Allah, even I want this Abdullah, this Amatullah, your male slave and female slave to come to Jannah. Paradise, Jannah will intercede for us. And when we ask Allah minimum thrice a day, protection from Jahannam thrice a day, minimum, Jahannam and hellfire will say, even I don't want this person, yeah, and so forth. So imagine, so easy. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam is explaining to us. Similarly, we should be saying, and the hadith in Tirmidhi also, sahih hadith, authentic, shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. We all are sinners. No person today who's sane and mature can say he doesn't commit sin. Every person commits sin. He can be the biggest waliullah also, but still he's committing sin. Whether it's minor sin, major sin, but he's committing sin. No one can say we are ma'asum in this day and this age. Yeah? So that is for anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and prophets and messengers. So me and you, what we must remember, shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who committed, perpetrated major sins. So always say, Allahumma zukuna shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, jalla wala, grant us the shafa'a, the intercession, and the safarish in Urdu you say, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of justice. Or if you are right there in Madinah Munawwara, you address the master alayhi salatu salam and say, Ishfa Ali ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me, O master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say all that is totally permissible. And obviously the greatest dua is Surah 12, Surah Yusuf chapter 12 verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh beloved Allah jalla wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. So that is the greatest dua we should make. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah, the sage of the age, we went to his grave Mubarak also. Iraq is a fascinating country. The Anbiya and Prophets are married there, are buried there. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are buried there, like Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. And Sahaba are buried there, like Salman Farsi, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu. The Fuqaha, the jurists are buried there, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. So if you go to Baghdad, you will see all this there. And thereafter, the great, great awliyaullah are buried there. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallah Marqadahu, is buried there. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi is buried there. On his grave Mubarak is written there, Sayyidul Ta'ifa, the leader of the group of the awliyaullah. So the Junaid Baghdadi was asked, Junaid, are you better or this dog is better? Imagine somebody come and ask me and you, we will, you know, astin chara denge. We will roll up our sleeves and then the fight will start. These were people of taqwa, piety and wisdom. So he, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, said, it all depends. If I die with Iman and Islam, then I am better than that dog. If I die without Iman, without Islam, Allah forbid, Aliyazubillah, then even that dog is better than me. See, these are the people of wisdom. So me and you should take great lessons from them. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let us present to you today, 4th Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, and it is day number 368 today. 368, Gaza genocide. The news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So 3 million jutlas are hiding in shelters. Subhanallah, Triple H. You know Triple H? Hamas fired on them from Gaza al-Mubarakah straight to Tel Aviv. The Houthis from Yemen fired straight to Tel Aviv. And the brothers from there, Hezbollah, fired straight there. So imagine from three sides they were catching it. The Jutlas are the biggest haramis and biggest terrorists and on earth and the biggest cowards. They just know how to talk and corrupt people. So remember, they had to run into their bunkers and so forth and so on. 3 million of them. I sent it out on all the news and that we send out from our own correspondents. Jazahumullahu khairan. Haifa attacked. Haifa is the third biggest city after Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. Attacked by Hezbollah, and we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. 5 rockets went straight in. Considerable damage and many people injured and so forth and so on there. So they're wondering how come the Iron Dome is not intercepting. Iron Dome got tired. Is retired now. Iron Dome is saying, I'm done, finished. Too many missiles, rockets coming in. I can't cope up. The Americans are wondering, the Europeans are wondering, the Jutlas and Jutlis are wondering, the Zionists are now, we better pack up and run from here. We're losing. Yes, you lost. This is your newspaper. This is your statistics. Oh, you Muslim, oh Muslimah, oh non-Muslim, listen to what the Jutlas released. 1 year, 7th October 2023, we are very proud what Hamas did. For who the hell must we apologize to? So you must remember, you occupied our land for 76 years and more. You stole everything of ours, and everything didn't start last year, 7th October. It started on 14th of May, 1948, and before that, with your terrorist gangs, your Irgun gang, and your Haganah gang, and your Stern gang, and your Menachem Begin, the biggest terrorist of the Likud party and founder of the Likud party. All three gangs then became the IDF, and that is the Israeli Defense Force and Diaper Force. Listen to the figures. They say Israel, that 726 soldiers were killed, meaning dispatched to Jahannam, roasted, toasted in hell already. 726. And 4,500 are injured. They are in transit straight to hell. So obviously they are lying, right? So you must remember that. So before both there, you must put one. So minimum, you must say 17,000, you must remember, and 260 of their soldiers were dispatched to hell. So that is our figures, you see that? And then they say 4,500 are injured, you must say 45,000 are injured. Injured or retired or ran away from the battlefield, you must remember. 1 year, America has given you $20 billion in aid. And what about other countries, Germany and France and Britain and India and whoever else, 60, 65, 70 countries. And yet you can't defeat Hamas. Shame on you, Bibi, you Harami, you biggest terrorist, the butcher of Gaza. And you will go down as the worst prime minister of Israel. And your obituary is already being written, you Harami. So that is the truth. Now they say, Bibi gives a big speech. We're going to fight on till we defeat Hamas. They can't pronounce the ha, the haramis. So they say Hamas, we gonna hamors you, you harami. So remember, we love death, we love martyrdom, and you jutlas, you'll hate death. Quran says so, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. The death you are running away from surely will reach you wherever you are. Chapter 62, verse number 8. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So remember this. Chutlas yesterday had the day of Shiva. You know what is Shiva? That is their own term, Hasbara and propaganda, the day of mourning. And he, Bibi, says, we're going to get our hostages back. But the hostages' families don't believe him. They went to his house and they then blew the siren and made big noise. You are selling us out and you are the biggest harami. They're cursing him. Just now you read about the people of Jahannam and the hellfire. How they curse one another. So the Jutlas are cursing one another. Kamala Harris, now it's less than a month to the US elections. November 5th is D-Day for America. Both sides are morons and both sides are terrorists and harami and supporting terrorists. Whether it is the Democrats, Biden, Joe genocide, or whether it's Kamala Harris, the half Indian, half Caribbean. Remember, her father comes from Caribbean, West Indies, mother from India. If she wins, you'll be getting curry khichdi and samosas and some achar and some pickle there in the White House. So you will get three who kuli cook there, samosas and bhajas and all these things there. So yesterday she was asked, day before yesterday, that is Netanyahu your ally or so? She refused to call him an ally and said, Israel and we, America, are the biggest friends in that. Meaning she does not consider him as an ally because he's telling them you go to hell. Biden go to hell. Kamala go to hell. Democratic Party go to hell. Because he knows they can't stop the aid now and the arms because it's too near the elections. So he is defying them and is doing whatever he pleases. A shame for the Arab regimes who are supporting him and normalized ties with Israel, including Saudi Arabia and the Americans and others. And you American jokers, these people, the Republicans and the Democrats are using your taxpayer money. They just keep on printing money and they have trillion dollar debt, you must remember. Is the biggest country in debt is America. Never will it be able to pay its debts and so forth. Hamas released a statement. They say, we fight till the end. Imma zafar wa imma shahada. Either victory or either martyrdom. And remember Abu Ubaidah released statement and the Hamas leader leadership released. Yahya Sinwar is well and alive, alhamdulillah. Wa qala qaiduna Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar is our leader and he told the Jutlas, one day I will be your prime minister, president, and I will then interrogate you. That is what puts, you understand, sends shivers through the spine of the Jutlas. What will happen if Hamas wins? And the world has seen the global defeat of Israel. 90% 70%, 80% of the world are supporting Palestine, the true Muslims, people of conscience, people of justice. It's only these politicians, haramis, prostitutes and prostitutes. Everything they do for money and they sold, they are sold to the enemy, sold to the Satan and Lucifer. Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel is stuck with no end in sight against Hamas, against Hezbollah and everybody. What iman these people got, Hamas and so forth? There is no water basically, there's hardly any food, no medication, and yet they're busy and they're crying, begging Allah, you send us, you must remember this help, please Allah, and Allah is sending the help to them. Now you must remember Maldives. When the new government came in, they told India, you must pack up and go. So many of the Indian diplomats had to leave and go, and they were moving more towards China. But now they realize they're losing too much financially. So the president, prime minister, whatever, of Maldives, he went there to New Delhi, and he made up with Modi and said, no, we are old pals and this and that. That's prostitutes, remember that, and prostitutes. That's how they work. Today they will speak this way, the next day speak this way, speak with the forked tongue and so forth and so on. Listen to this one here. This is a very, very big story for me and for you. You see all these quacks, these doctors, you must remember, and others who are telling you, you must take vaccine, and all these Maulvis and Sheikhs and Muftiyas, you must remember, so-called Muftis, who told you that you must take vaccine and COVID and so forth. Just go see in Canada the amount of doctors that have sudden heart attack. They walking, jogging, and they're just dying. When they take an analysis, 90% of those dying took vaccine. That is the fact. Go read it up in Canada. So this is something I want you must diarize actually. Today is October 8th, right? 2024. November 15th is D-Date. November 15th is D-Date. The trial is set up for Ursula von der Leyen, whatever her name is, the harami. She is the EU, you know, the European Union. So she is the EU, the commission there, the president of it. There's a big shot there. So she was hiding vital information regarding this COVID vaccine and so forth, because they're all getting a cut and commission from the pharmaceuticals, from the politicians, from A, B and C. So this is how by hook and by crook they came in. She said Israel is right and they got the right to defend themselves. Hamas are terrorists and so forth. Everyone who made that statement one by one is getting so disgraced and so forth. Starmer, the Prime Minister of Britain, says that it is the darkest day in the history of Israel, October 7, 2023. And after the Holocaust, that is, you must remember, who caused the Holocaust? The Muslims. You caused it, so you must remember the whiteies, and you kicked them out. So what the hell Palestine got to do? These are invaders, these are squatters, these are people who are occupiers. Occupation is terrorism. So that is the lesson we have to teach Britain and America. The illegitimate parents of the illegitimate child, the big B, the big harami, and so forth and so on. 400,000 plus Lebanese have already taken flight from Lebanon and entered Syria. So that's how I went into Syria. From Syria, I went into Lebanon and then came back into Syria. So it's very, very near. We went by bus and so forth, and then we came back by taxi and so forth. So you must remember that it is, you know, the borders are meeting. So people today are flying. Now the West says anti-immigration. So we mustn't allow these people. But you come and bomb them. Who bomb Libya? Who bomb Syria? Who bomb Afghanistan? Who bomb Iraq and so forth? To you haramis. So therefore we will come to your countries and teach you a lesson, and then we will tell you that now you have to pay the reparations and everything else. You America murdered, killed 500,000 children, babies in Iraq. And Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, the Jutli Jewess, Harami, roasted, toasted in hell. She said, yes, it's worth it. Then you want to come tell us about your democracy and your human rights and your peace, and you want to speak about Afghanistan? You are the biggest terrorists on earth, America, Israel, Britain, and so forth. India is fed up with the United Nations. So their ministers say United Nations is an old company, wasting our time. We need a new United Nations because India is fighting desperately for a permanent seat. They say we are a powerful nation. We are a nuclear nation. And we also want to have veto and so forth. So therefore, they don't pay much cop, as we say, that much attention to United Nations. Yesterday there in Karachi, big problems at the airport and so forth. Yesterday, day for yesterday, some people died, some Chinese died, Pakistan, China got very good dies, so they are very upset about that and so forth. South Africa is becoming the headquarters of crime and drugs and so forth. Just see from Sao Paulo how many drug mules are coming. I wonder what the hell they are doing there in Brazil. Can't they see these guys are carrying drugs inside their stomachs and here and there, and Allah alone knows where and where they put the drugs, and they catch them here in Oar Tambo and so forth. The Jutlas in Cape Town, you in Cape Town, my broer, jylle moet wakker skrik, ne? The Jutlas, hulle speel met jylle da. So you guys there in Cape Town, you better see what these Jutlas are up to. They're preparing a lot of things there. And they, and the DA, and America, so all of them, the axes of evil, and they have a big agenda there. So you better wake up, you Jutlas, you Muslims there in Cape Town, regarding the agenda of the Jutlas. You must know what is their plan, and then you need to name them, shame them, and nail them as well. CCMA. I went once, they took me to CCMA, but we won with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So you must remember that. So 22,000 retrenchments in 1 year. So South Africa, the unemployment rate is increasing. And remember that the government is stealing more and more. Government of national unity, 75 ministers and deputy ministers getting fatter, bigger, and the work gets less and less. So that is the sad tale of South Africa. Today, inshallah, Aziz, 8:30 to 9 will be Moana Musa Lahir and Moana Zahid Khan in the interview. And then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. And then 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Bismillah, Muhsalim Kareem. Rapid quick fire. We have 17 minutes, inshallah, Aziz. So let's start and fire up, inshallah.
Kisab, what is the basis of reciting Surah Yasin 41 times, and are Yasin Khatams permitted? If so, what's the correct way?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember Surah Yasin. If you just speak of the Surah, I just give you at random these virtues. Now, early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, depending where you are. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, his needs will be fulfilled. And the hadith in Darmi, you read Surah Yasin anytime during the night after Maghrib, after Isha. من قرأ ياسين في ليلة ابتغاء وجه الله غفر له. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, his sins are forgiven. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith day in Tirmidhi, inna likulli shay'in qalba. Everything has a heart, and the qalb and the heart and nucleus of the Quran is Surah Yasin. You read Surah Yasin once, remember you receive the reward as though you read the entire Quran Sharif 10 times. The hadith is weak, but in Fadail it will work. You are there now. Your father, mother is in Sakarat. They're going to leave this world. Or they passed away with Iman, Islam. Iqra Yasin ala Mautakum Ma'akil bin Yasar's hadith. Mentioned in Muslim Ahmad and Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood. Read Surah Yasin for the deceased, people in Sakarat and so forth. So the virtues are tremendous. Last hadith, hadith mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my ardent and strong desire every Muslim person, male, female, adult and child, should by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. For two surahs and chapters only, the Master said so sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One for Surah Yasin, Musnad al-Bazzar. One for Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, and that is Mustadrak Hakim. Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and 83 verses. And Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 verses, 30 ayats. So to read Surah Yasin, excellent, whether for the living, whether for the dead, deceased, people who passed away with Iman, Islam. So, but 41 has got no virtue. 40 got no virtue. That is all man-made. People just made it up. So remember that. So if you read Surah Yasin in a group and all that, in a masjid or in your house, all that is fine. But don't bother about the number. It must be 40. It must be 41. And that got no virtue. That people just made it up. And remember, that is what we need to be very careful about.
Mufti Saab, my brother is a drug addict. He's stolen from us. He's now asking for his inheritance, which is worth thousands of rand. Should that money be given to him?
Regarding the previous question, the best is to read Surah Yasin daily and individually. I read Surah Yasin just now before I came downstairs, and then we start the program. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, so many things going to happen, we don't know. So you alone help us and fulfill our needs. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya Rabbul Alameen. Through your grace, mercy and benevolence. So best is to read individually and make intention for the whole ummah. This question is very common in this day and this age. Now we need to understand two, three things here. When a Muslim person passes away, first thing is burial, funeral expenses. Second is the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts. All debt must be settled with the creditors immediately. And third one, wasiya, to bequeath for non-heirs, whether it's a person, organization, it can be a non-Muslim also beneficiary. Tom, Dick and Mary, your neighbor, they helped you out so many times, you say 5,000, 10,000 for them, totally permissible, provided that it does not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. Fourth is the shares of the heirs. So there's a son, there's a daughter, but this son, this daughter are addicted, remember, to the bottle, to the drugs, to the alcohol, they're addicted to vices, gambling and so forth and so on. So what do you do if you're going to give them the 100,000, or they'll bust it up in 1 month, in 2-3 months? So you give them a certain amount every month, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, whatever you feel is enough for their basic needs. You appoint a curator, and that person will be in charge of all this here. So as a last resort, so that will be permissible, that you, the heirs, the executor, appoint a curator for that brother, sister of yours, Allah forbid, who's addicted to gambling, addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol. All this are haram for us Muslims, we all know that. So that is the fatwa regarding and verdict regarding that issue. Allah protect us from the scourge of drugs and alcohol. Allah may have mercy on us.
Mufti Saab, when we read Quran for Isale Sawab, can we read for multiple marhums at once, or do we have to make one khatam for one marhum at a time?
No, you read Surah Yasin, you read any part of the Quran and make intention, never mind once, you make intention for millions and billions of people. How? Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, all the people from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time till Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, those who passed away with Iman, we reading the Surah Yasin for them, reward them. Then in the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who are alive, those who have passed away with Iman, those yet to come and will live with Iman and Islam and pass away with Iman and Islam. So I'm making dua for them, and the reward must go to them. All permissible. That is our verdict of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those of you there in Makkah, you're making tawaf, you're making umrah, make intention for everybody, past, present, future, all permissible, no problem, because it's all nafil ibadat, voluntary ibadat.
Mufti Saab, can Hanafis read Asr in Shafi time in both Safar and Hadar?
100%. Remember, our fatwa is this, and you can quote us in any part of the world. It's surprising and amazing when I hear that ulama also use the term Shafi time. They made it so famous, Shafi time. So you must remember that when the sun is at the zenith, the proper terminology to use is istiwa, what our people call zawal. That's a wrong term to use. But nevertheless, istiwa. Then when the sun passes the zenith, then remember it's going in the western direction now. So in that way, their zuhur time will start, right? So let's say nowadays 5 past 12, 10 past 12, quarter past 12, like that. Obviously, it's before that and all that. Some places after that, depending which town, city, the season and so forth. And then remember that when the shadow is one object finished now and the second object is starting, so then Asr time starts. So 2.5-3 hours before sunset, and that will be especially like in summer and so forth. So that you will find that, for example, nowadays 3:30, 4 o'clock Asr time is in. So that is the verdict of the Malikis, of the Shafi'is, of the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. They never followed blindly. They always look for the truth. They love their teacher, but if they found the truth somewhere else, then they made it clear, no, we agree with those people there. وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. But they had the greatest respect and love for the teacher. So remember that if you're a Hanafi, male or female, and you read Salat in what you call Shafi time and so forth, سَفَرًا وَحَذَرًا, whether you're at home or whether you're on a journey, totally permissible. You don't have to worry about it. And that call is much rajih. If you take dalail and evidence, it's 100% the truth. Aqrab ila sawab. You must remember that. So that is, we hold Imam Abu Hanifa in the greatest esteem. If it doesn't mean every fatwa of Imam Abu Hanifa is correct, or every fatwa of Imam Shafi is correct, or every one, we will say there is always ihtimal of khata. They tried their level best, but this possibility of them, you understand, made a mistake also. So therefore, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote a wonderful book on this, Raf'ul Malam an A'immatil A'lam. Nobody can blame any of these giants of the scholars and jurists of Islam. What you going to say? Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad went against their teacher? They showed disrespect? No, that is our foolishness that. You must say that this was the true academic and scholarship of Islam, where you differ with your teacher with the greatest respect and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, I'm an avid listener from Zambia of Markaz Sahaba. You have on several occasions shown your displeasure on the imams in Saudi Arabia taking their names of the king and MBS. What if they are scared and fear their life if they don't take their names?
So you mean I'm scared or they are scared?
I think they are scared, Mufti Sahab.
Somebody sent me a message yesterday. He said, MBS knows you personally now. I said, I'm honored. You understood? So why must we be frightened? Why must they be frightened? The truth is always bitter, my brother, sister. And remember that this week you guys are getting some visitors. You've got a big conference there. Some of the people coming there are 100% scholars for dollars. They are the ones who closed the masjid. They are the ones who went to court to close the masjid. Unprecedented in human history. Remember that. So you must never give people this type of people the platform, your Jummah and lectures and so forth. I was in Zambia. You opened your hearts to me. You gave me all your masajid. I appreciate it, alhamdulillah. But we speak the truth without fear and favor. You must remember that. So whether he's king of Saudi Arabia, he's Kha'inul Haramain Sharifain. He's a traitor to the Haramain Sharifain. MBS is a Pakka Murtad Harami, building sanamas in Makkah, Medina, bikini beaches. And you must remember calling the gays and the lesbians there, paying the soccer players and the other sports players millions and billions and so forth, while the Ummah is suffering in Gaza and so forth. You know Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, we call him Nasru Shaitan, Shia non-Muslim. He gave an interview last year, 2 years ago. He said that the Saudis had made a deal with Israel that he, Nasrullah said, there's Nasrul Shaitan. He said that in that interview. Students in Arabic and so forth. You know, we got a lot of these Arab guys, they send us things. And in there, he said that Saudi said, told Israel, if you kill this guy, we will finance the war and so forth and so on. Imagine, he's telling them, because if you know anything about Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, the Shias, the Kufar, we got on said next met alert the Dunni. We got nothing to do with them. So you must remember that they were established in 82. And then in 92, Abbas Musawi was the first leader assassinated by Israel. Then he was the second leader. So from 92 till now, he pulled. How many times they tried to assassinate him? So for the Saudis to do this is well known, all these type of things here. They will pay people to get rid of you and so forth. And therefore, they love. MBS is one of the richest people on earth. $1 billion, $2 billion US dollars per day in their oil revenue. But he can't go to America. He can't go to Britain. Why? They will slaughter him there, the press and the tabloids. Who murdered Jamal Khashoggi? Who murdered millions of people there in Iraq and in Yemen and so forth? And who was assisting and so forth? You. And you displaced millions of people. What you're helping now? Are you helping Gaza? Are you helping Israel? We all know the answer. So therefore, the truth, and then the why they fear, brothers, sisters, Zambia, Lusaka, and Chapata, and your Livingston, because when Mahdi comes, Ali Saud is finished. History. So that is why they don't like to speak on that topic and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, is Durood e Taj recommended to read for the dying person?
The best Durood Sharif Salawat salutation is the one we read in Salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala Ali Muhammad. But we say it's better you add the word Sayyidina. Because he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Sayyidu waladi Adam. Ana Sayyidu wuldi Adam. When you teach hadith, learn all this also. So I am the leader of all the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salam's progeny and the best of the best. So the master alayhi salam, when he taught the sahaba, he taught them Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad till the end. But if we say as mark of respect and love, we should say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, Allahumma barik. That is the best. All this durood and taj, durood and lucky, durood is all man-made. You see, like dua-i jamila. So how can things be man-made, be so great, and we leave out the original sunnah? So that is a big crime if you consider it to be a sunnah. Man-made things, whether it is your durood and taj, durood and lucky, khatme khwajagan, your durood to najina, you elevated to the rank of sunnah and compulsory, then that becomes a bid'ah and innovation and not permissible. So we will say it's permissible, but we must promote the sunnah all the time. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas' golden words ring in our ears. Ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u. Always follow Quran Sharif, sunnah Muhammadi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, and do not bring innovation in deen. So that will be the path of success, inshallah. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, my husband had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. He came off the ventilator today, but he's very restless. What can I do for him? I want to donate this money to Gaza and put it towards a borehole on his name.
Remember that if there's three issues here. If a person was on the ventilator and they removed and said, take your husband home, it means that they're trying to tell you we can't do anything much medically. So that's one, right? Two, in Islam, euthanasia, mercy killing for human beings, Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever, is haram, not permissible. But in animals, your cat and you understand, your parrot and whatever, all that, so birds and that. So now they're suffering, now you put the injection or whatever, so that will be permissible in animals, but not in human beings. So what will we say in a case like that? You, the wife, you, the family, whoever read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahya. ghayrihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. So you must remember that, Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, give him life. If death is better, give him death. I told you many a time, my own brother, I just told him, switch off the ventilator, everything, and we read the dua, and then he passed away. So that is our Islam, remember. Then when a person passes away, and then it is in your share, and then you give it away to Gaza, and here and there, so that's fine, it's your money, you do whatever you want to. But somebody passed away, and you, the executor, you deprive the heirs, and then you say, no, I'm giving the money to Gaza as an executor, totally haram, you go straight to Jahannam, because you usurp the rights of the heirs. Chapter 4, verse 14, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. People who usurp the rights of the heirs, straight Jahannam and hellfire. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us all. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.